Yo, hello English learners. Welcome to Business English Pros. I hope you're practicing English every day. Never say you're too busy, because English can be included in your everyday life. One way is to subscribe and get the transcripts for every episode of this podcast. You'll learn much faster that way. Go to businessenglishpros.com and sign up. What does learning to think in English mean? Learning to think in English means that an ESL learner is able to naturally formulate thoughts and ideas in English. This is much better than translating from your native language in your head before speaking or writing. It's an important milestone for ESL learners because it allows you to communicate more fluently and effectively in English. So, how do you start to think in English? You need to surround yourself with English regularly. This helps your brain become more familiar with the language and develop a better sense of how English is used in different situations. Here are some tips on how to immerse yourself in English. Number one, label objects in your environment. Label items around your house or your workspace with their English names and a couple of key sentences. You can use sticky notes or flashcards to help you remember the names of different items in your environment. This can be done at work too. Number two, use English media for entertainment. Watch English language movies, TV shows, and listen to English music. This can help you become accustomed to different accents, new vocabulary words, and sentence structures. Number three, read English books and news. Reading is an excellent way to improve your vocabulary and comprehension skills. Try reading books you would normally enjoy, but in English. Or try English news articles or blogs that interest you. Number four, find an English learning partner. Joining a conversational English class or finding a conversation partner can help you practice your speaking and listening skills in a supportive setting. I can help you with this. By immersing yourself in English, you can slowly start to think and express yourself in English more naturally. Remember, language learning is a journey and takes time. Be patient with yourself, make it fun, and keep practicing. You have to make time to practice English. Practicing English is essential for improving your skills and gaining confidence in using the language. Here are some tips to help you practice English. Number one, set aside time each day, every day. Consistency is key when practicing English. Set aside dedicated time each day to practicing speaking, writing, or thinking in English. This can be as little as 10 or 15 minutes each day. The important thing is to make it a daily habit. Number two, speak out loud. Practice speaking English out loud, even if you are only speaking to yourself. This can help you become more comfortable with the language and improve your pronunciation. Number three, listen to English-speaking media. Listening to English podcasts like this one, audiobooks, or watching English videos with English subtitles can help you practice your comprehension and understanding of the language. Remember, it's important to start with simple sentences and gradually increase the complexity as you get more comfortable with the language. By practicing English consistently, you can gain confidence and proficiency in the language. Focus more on fluency and don't worry about perfect grammar. Focusing on fluency means communicating with confidence and being able to express yourself clearly. Stop worrying too much about perfect grammar or complex sentence structures. Here are some tips to help you improve your fluency in English. Number one, use simple language. Focus on using simple vocabulary and sentence structures that allow you to communicate your message more clearly, without worrying about perfect grammar or complex sentence structures. Number two, learn and practice common phrases. Learning common phrases and expressions in English can help you improve your fluency and communicate more naturally. These phrases can be helpful in conversation and make it easier to express yourself. Number three, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Making mistakes is a natural part of the learning process. Don't be afraid to try new things and make mistakes. Remember, the more you practice, the more confident you will become. Using mental images can help make you more fluent. Using mental images means creating a visual picture in your mind when you want to express an idea or concept in English. This can help you form sentences more quickly and express yourself more fluently. Here are some tips to help you use mental images. Number one, use associations. Associate the English words you want to learn with pictures in your mind that are related to them. This can help you remember the words better and use them more easily. All words can be expressed as images. Number two, picture conversations. When practicing English conversations, try to picture the conversation in your mind. This can help you form sentences more quickly and respond faster. Number three, use storytelling. Practice telling short stories to yourself in English using mental images. This can help you think more fluently and express yourself more naturally. Learning to think in English is an important milestone for ESL learners and an essential step towards becoming fluent in the language. By surrounding yourself with English, practicing regularly, focusing on fluency rather than grammar, and using mental images to aid in expression, you can improve your skills and become more confident in communicating in English. Practice makes perfect. So take action today by setting aside regular daily practice time to improve your English skills. Keep practicing, stay committed, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. With dedication, you'll make progress in no time. Good luck. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.